So I'm in the grocery store and I'm in search of the ultimate Christmas orange. You know what I'm talking about, Samantha. The green wrapper, the nice box, the bright orange.
The fancy Christmas orange.
Right? The Christmas orange. And it is not out there. It does not exist anymore.
Oh, really? Because I remember as a kid, if you had a Christmas orange in your lunch, you were like, you were good. Like you were fancy. The kids were like, wow, you got a Christmas orange.
Right? And how did they know it was a Christmas orange? Because it came in the paper.
And it was tiny.
It was tiny. It was
easy to peel.
And it was sweet and succulent.
It was delightful.
Today's orange is not like that. And how do I know? Because I bought an orange today. And it was orangish yellow, hard to peel, and sour. A mouthful of sour.
What the hell? You let everybody do a Christmas orange and this is what you get, hey?
Every country boxes up their oranges and says that they're Christmas oranges and they're not. There's no paper. There's no pride. They don't care. They don't care, Samantha.
They just don't give a shit, Lisa.
They just don't give a damn. And what they don't realize is that the 1980s kids, which we fall into, the Gen X category, back in our day, we needed that Christmas orange because that orange signified the best time of our life, Christmas.
Yes.
Right? And Christmas depended on that orange being just right.
So much depended on that Christmas orange.
And now nobody gives a shit.
No, because now everybody's doing it and it's no fun.
Every country's selling oranges in a box. There's a difference, people. We don't want an orange in a box. We want the green paper. We want it to be easy to peel. And we want it to be juicy.
Boom. And most of all, it should be orange.
It should be orange. It should be orange.
Welcome to another episode of I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam.
Hello, friends of the podcast.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Samantha. Hello.
Lisa.
Samantha, a big old melakaliki mucka coming your way.
Please don't.
I'm going to. Every chance I can work that into a sentence.
Melakilikilaka.
No. Mela. Repeat after me. Mela.
Mela.
Kaliki.
Kaliki.
Maka.
Maka.
Melakiliki maka.
Melakiliki maka.
Is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day.
You know, I must apologize to those who speak that language. I purposely piss her off by mispronouncing it.
I mispronounced it.
And I'm sure in doing that, I've made other people upset, and I do apologize.
All our fans in Hawaii.
Well, you never know.
You don't right? know.
You don't know. We you can have fans know. Everywhere.
The Rock's mom could be a fan for all we know.
Right.
Right. And now, you're killing her language.
Yeah. Well, and we could have fans in Iceland, and right now we should be worried about them because their earth is falling apart.
Yeah, they got some crazy shit happening there.
And then, okay, what I thought was really funny, it's not funny the earth is falling apart.
Right?
I'm
Thank
not
you.
Laughing at that.
Thank you.
I'm laughing at the fact that I got an email notification from WestJet saying that there's flights to Iceland in the summer.
And I saw that too.
I'm like, well, that's hopeful for you, right? WestJet.
I get WestJet's got to hang on to that.
It's to Reykjavik, I think.
I think that's the only place there is in Iceland.
No, there's more places, but that's the center.
Oh,
but I'm just like, town. I'm like WestJet. It's a little too soon.
Let's ride it out first, WestJet, before we start booking. All right, unless you got a really great refund policy, just in case.
Oh my God. I just thought, WestJet, shake your head. Shake your head.
Why are you sending that?
Who authorized that?
And who's firing you tomorrow because of that? Right?
They may not have places to go.
Right. Like, there might not be Iceland.
Right.
Right. Like, you know how sometimes when people crack the joke, like I heard somebody crack a joke about Matthew Perry and it said, something about, it was a joke about water. And then he was like, too soon? And it was kind of like too soon. Too soon. Iceland, too soon.
Too soon, WestJet. Way to go.
Too soon. Way to go, WestJet. Way to be insensitive like that.
Right?
Oh my goodness, right?
I just thought,
Well, apparently we are about to get winter next week.
No, I'm not prepared.
I'm prepared. I'm ready. I'm prepared. I'm tired of being hot, cold in the morning and hot in the afternoon. I'm done with it. Tired.
Are we getting like lots of snow or is it like a trickle of snow?
I just heard it was going to be cold. Ugh. No, I'll take the cold. I'm taking the cold.
All right, fine.
Taking the cold for 200, Alex. What is cold weather in Saskatoon for 200?
There you go.
What would you rather have, snow or the weather?
Well, snow is weather.
Okay, so. Well, what would you rather? You know what I mean. What would you rather have, snow or weather?
I would rather have weather.
Right, instead of snow.
I don't want snow.
No, we want the weather.
I don't even understand what you're saying when you say weather.
Like cold weather. Cold weather. You want the cold weather.
But with cold weather comes snow.
With cold weather does not come snow because cold weather, it's too cold to snow. You just move here?
Oh, that's right.
You just lived here? Oh, that's right.
I'm sorry. Oh. I missed part
two. I'm sorry. I blocked out winter for the last 55 years.
I missed precipitation in my science class.
Right, right. You must have been, I don't know, studying up on the Girl Guide book or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, that was totally me. It's totally me.
Hi, you studied for the first aid course. Remember?
Well, it's a good thing I did. I did what I did today. Then guess what I did?
Tell me.
Guess who has a brand new face?
You have a new face?
No.
Who has a new face?
Betty.
Oh, Betty got a new. She got a new windshield.
She got a new windshield. She looks so pretty.
Nice. Take a picture because hopefully she lasts.
Yeah, no kidding.
Right? That scares me, hey?
Because there's lots of rocks on the road already.
Right? And then we're going to go to the lake. There's rocks up there. Oh, now we're going to rent a car, are we? That's fine. It's going to be a little car. It's going to be a little car and I'll drive. Mm-hmm. Right?
It'll be an SUV and I'll drive.
Nope. Then you shut your mouth and you pay. How about that? Hey, I got a confession.
Oh,
I got
God.
A confession.
So early into the podcast, we're confessing to things.
It's really important. You know how I get my these?
Yes.
I get my and these,
just
right?
For those who are not going to watch the YouTube video.
I get my these.
Lisa gets little things in the sides of her mouth.
It's like my mouth was made too small. And then what happens... I completely contribute it. I own it. I take blame for it. Sometimes it's good. Yes. Sometimes it's bad. You know when it's bad? It's bad because I am a lip licker.
You're wearing lipstick. You're wearing lip gloss. You're wearing a lip balm.
Ah, licking it all off, right? Licking it
you're
all
just
off.
So disgusting.
And I have been licking overtime lately.
Oh, God.
Because it's a bit dry. So I'm like, lick, 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 lick. It doesn't matter.
That's when you should leave it alone.
I can't. I'm a lick, 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 lick. And then I get my those.
This makes me wonder how your mother raised you.
I don't think she raised me to be a lick lipper or a lip licker. I feel that that was not in the plan.
It was probably not.
I feel I adapted this myself because probably back from my Bonnie Bell lip smacker days, because remember you put the bubble gum on and what'd you do? Lick it off.
Lick it off. Yeah.
I've never stopped. I still to this lick it off. I still lick it off.
I don't get that.
And then I get my these. Mm-hmm. Right. And I call them my these because I don't know what they are because they're not cold sores. They're just my these.
They're ick.
I put a little bit of cover up on them, but then when
you
they're in...
You don't cover them up.
Well, I'm not just walking around with them there.
But then you also, with your dirty fingers, touch your face.
Right? And then as Mike said... Right? Because then not only am I a lip licker, I'm a face toucher.
Yes. With dirty fingers.
Well, somewhat dirty, depending. And then as Mike said, and then... To top it all off, the cherry on top of it, you're using a cream that the doctor gave you that expired 3 years ago.
Yes.
But in my mind, they helped my these.
Yeah, but you could go back to your doctor and get more.
Oh, next time I'm there, I will ask about it. Ugh. But for now, I use it and I don't know, just is what it is. Right? But I'm saying I own that I'm a lip licker.
Yes.
Right? Ah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
Oh my God.
It doesn't matter. That's what happens.
All right. Well, since we're confessing and I'm just going to do it because I'm going to hear it from you and I don't care.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Eagles versus Chiefs.
Oh, come on, Samantha.
It's happening over the weekend. I think I'm going to watch this football game.
Is this coming from your boyfriend?
Nope. It's, you know why? It's because I got to watch my boys.
Your Kelsey boys.
I got to watch my Kelsey boys. I got to watch the Jason. I got to watch the Trav. I'm going to check them out, see how they're doing, see how they play. I will cheer for both because I like them both. I can't choose a team. Just saying.
Did you contact Mama Kelsey to see if you could get her type of shirt? One half is one team, one half is the other team?
No, I did not, but I think I will.
You might be able to buy one on Etsy or something.
Probably.
Right? Or you can make a little hand sign. So you can watch it, hold it up, right? Go defense. One's defense, one's offense, I think. Yeah. I don't know. Anyways, I just think, are you – okay.
Oh, stop right. It.
Are you fucking serious, Samantha?
Yes, I am.
You buy into the Taylor Swift hype, which I get. I'm in it too.
Yep.
You watch the documentary. Uh-huh. You listen to the podcast, you see them on all the socials, and now you are the number one football fan.
No, I'm not number one. This is the first time I'm going to watch them play. I'm curious to see if I will pay attention long enough to watch the entire game.
Do you even know whereabouts on the field they play? You're going to spend the whole game looking for them.
No, I think Jason's a center.
Okay, that's coming from John.
No, Jason's, I just watched a TikTok. Okay. He's a center. And Travis is a receiver, isn't he? No, is he a linebacker?
No.
Or is he a tight end?
I think he's a tight end.
Is he a tight end? Okay. He's tight, that's for sure.
And this is, and so now I can't get you to watch a Jays game.
Nope. Is that, baseball's boring.
But football.
Well, at least in football, you get a little tackle.
Well, here's the thing though, okay. So is that game on Sunday?
I have no idea.
Okay, because it's Grey Cup Sunday, right? That's Canadian.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah. So
is it really?
Yes, you're going to be busy.
I don't give a shit.
You're going to be busy. I just think it's funny that now you're, ooh, I miss this football. Look at me go.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying we're going to try it out. I'm not saying I'm going to watch the whole game. Can't guarantee that.
Who are you cheering for? There's no halftime show.
No, I know there's no halftime. Okay. I cheer for both.
You cheer for both.
I cheer for both.
You're neutral, just like you are with the fake fan. I pick
I'm
no
neutral
side.
Like Switzerland.
All right. Okay. All right. Let's see how this plays out, shall we?
Yeah.
See how it plays out. Samantha, I'm shaking my head at something. I'm actually shaking my head at me.
Oh, that's it. Well, yes, you should, but yes.
I kind of mentioned it to you the other day and you kind of laughed it off a little bit, but maybe I was looking for a bit of guidance and you didn't pick up on that after all these years. Weird. I'm shaking my head at the fact that I can do my right eye perfectly with my shadow, but my left eye, I cannot get it to mimic the same. And every day I take my eyeshadows with my four colors and I go 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. So that's all the same, consistent, eye to eye. Yeah. Shadow, where same shadow. Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Shadow. Maybe it's because I'm not left-handed and I can't do it with my left hand.
You shouldn't be doing it with your left hand.
I know. I definitely don't do it with my right hand. I switch hands.
You shouldn't.
I do. Maybe do I'm ambidextrous and I don't know.
Well, you're probably not, but.
Which is hence why you can't get your eye right.
Right. I think you just fixed your problem.
I just want two matching eyes.
Well, you know.
Right. I just want two matching shadows.
We're pretty basic bitches, I think. So for the fact that you even attempt to put on eyeshadow is pretty amazing.
Right? A little mascara, right? Even though my lashes aren't lashing, I've given up on that.
Yeah.
Right? I'm down to the end of my Simmer Brown now, right? I'm out. I don't even know if they even make Simmer Brown now eyeshadow or eyeliner anymore.
I don't know.
Does Bonnie Bell still do that one? I don't know, right?
I'm sorry you have Bonnie Bell. Bonnie Bell is for 12-year-olds, hey?
I know, right? But I was drawn to the name. Remember from Sherry O'Terry, Simmer Down Now?
Yes.
Simmer Brown Now. Right? And I'm like, oh, that sounds fun. I'll get that one.
Good enough reason to buy makeup.
Good enough, right? Only one time have I made a drastic mistake buying my makeup, and that's when I bought for brows only, remember?
Oh, yes, that was
right.
Fun.
And instead, I thought it was eyeshadow. Yeah.
And it was
brows only.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm shaking my head at me because I just want two matching eyes.
Okay. Well, you know what?
I don't know if people can tell, but I don't think also people would say.
I don't think you can tell.
You can tell?
No, you can't.
You can't tell that they're different?
No.
You can't tell that one's more shadowed?
No.
And it's shadowed higher?
No.
I'm not sure if I believe you, actually.
If anyone's going to notice, it'll probably be me.
Now I've just pointed it out. Might as well just get a sign across my big forehead.
Oh, the fact that you don't do anything with your eyebrows. So like, let's just, you know, the fact that you put on any kind of eyeshadow is amazing. So
I let my eyebrows run amok.
And they're amok, all right.
They're not. You can't even see them. I barely have eyebrows. Right?
Oh, my God. Right? That's funny.
Yeah. Unlike your caterpillars.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
They're happening.
I got some. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay. So I have an I shake my head, and it's about myself, which apparently that's the thing this week.
That's
now.
The theme this week.
The theme this week is the I shake my heads are about ourselves.
Interesting.
I tweaked my knee, and I don't really know how I tweaked my knee.
Did you?
And I'm like, I didn't run, I didn't jump, I didn't do any of the normal things. And all I thought was, well, I did stretch a bit one day when I was lying in my bed.
What do you mean you stretch like a?
Yeah, and then you know how you stretch out your legs to, you know,
before you get up to go pee.
Yeah, that kind of thing. And I was like, and then I thought, was it getting out of my car?
Well, we have decided that we feel that we're getting too old for your low car.
The right? Car is low.
It's low.
Yeah. I love her, but if she was just a little bit higher.
Right? Maybe we need a couple pillows in there or something to feel higher. Something.
I don't know.
Right? She seems low lately.
But
so you hurt your knee.
Yeah. And so I babied it the other day. And I put like a heating pad on it, and then I put on some icy gel and stuff like that. Okay, and it feels fine now. But all I thought was, what the hell did I do to you? Like, what did I do in my day-to-day activity?
To have that happen.
Yeah. And I'm like, it's just a sign of getting old, right?
It's totally a sign.
You can just simply stretch or yawn, and all of a sudden you have like a sore side.
Or now you just wake up and your knee is sore. It just got sore. It's like I haven't been sore for a long time. Today I feel sore.
Yeah. Like, it's a little bizarre. So I shake my head at myself that I don't know how I heard it, but.
But you heard it.
I heard it somehow.
It's like, this is what I don't get. And this is what I don't get about as we get into our senior years, which we're heading towards. I get we have aches and pains, right? So to your point with your knee, but do you ever notice now that when we move, everything has to come with a sound effect? It's like, I need you to know that I have pain. Like when I'm sitting in the chair and I get up to go get a drink, I'm like, ugh. It's like I need, it's like I need Mike to know that I hurt, right?
Oh, you need a constant sound effect.
Right? And it's like when we get out of like low riding Betty, right? We're both like, ooh, as we try and maneuver and get out, right?
That's totally true.
When did the sound effect come? Like when did that, like when did we stop just keeping it in our head?
I think when we turned 50.
Do you think that's when you want the world to know?
Yep.
is when we turn 50.
Okay. For sure, that is for me.
I wonder what 60 looks like with that.
Ow!
Right? Because now I think I need to be louder about it.
Or it's like, fuck!
Right, language. True. I just think it's the weirdest thing. Like, I don't ever get out of a chair without a noise.
Okay.
I don't need to make a noise. I know I don't need to make a noise. The pain is not that debilitating. Mm-hmm. It's not really, the pain is not noise worthy. Something takes over, something has happened, and noise just comes out. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
It is a little weird.
I don't know. It makes no sense.
Maybe you're just going to be full of sound effects. Like, maybe eventually you'll start farting.
Really?
Really? All of a sudden you'll just fart.
I feel that I will not be doing that.
Well, you gurgle. So you're like one step away from being like a burper.
Or I gurgle and maybe I'm one step away from pooping normally. You know, I just want to be part of that crowd.
You know what? That's your problem. That's why you have so much middle weight gain is because
menopausal,
poop.
It is. Menopausal belly fat or
no,
poop.
You don't poop properly.
No, it's my poop is there. I feel that my poop is in my dummy tummy. Right? That's where my poop lives, in my dummy tummy.
You need to get rid of it, Lisa. Figure it out.
It's weird that that's where my poop is. Uh-huh. Right?
It's a little bit weird.
I'm a bad pooper. I can't be the only one. Okay, come on, people, friends of the podcast. When poop comes up, Miss on schedule Sperling always makes me feel like as though it's only me. I can't be the only person that is not quite as regimented.
Well, I think people who eat a lot of vegetables or fiber or drink a lot of water, they probably are very regular people.
Well, okay. Well, I drink coffee. I take and I'm having a good poo. I'm eating my choo-choo, whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called, but Snorlax gummies, right? Because it tastes just like a candy.
You shouldn't eat all that. You shouldn't do those all the time.
It says to take two a day.
Why?
I don't, because I also don't want to be that regular. I don't want to like jump the curb.
I don't want to be that regular.
I don't want to go that crazy, that overboard. Okay, I think we need to stop talking about poop. I'm just saying, I don't think I'm alone here.
We're going to give people the wrong impression about you.
Totally, right?
Okay, this is way more interesting anyways.
Okay.
November 13th was International Nugget Day.
Oh, I love nuggets.
Right?
Yes.
So nuggets or strips? Which one?
Oh, that's a tough question, hey?
Right.
Because adult Lisa should say strips. But young at heart, Lisa loves, I love a McDonald's chicken nugget.
You know what? There's something about them.
There's something about a McDonald's chicken nugget. I like the square, like the square ones, like the rectangle shaped.
Because they shouldn't come square.
They shouldn't, but whatever they do, it's like they cook a little bit better, a little bit, they hold on to the grease a little bit better. I don't know if it's the nugget or if McDonald's has the best sauce.
No, it's the sauce. Like, let's be real. It's the sauce for you.
It's the sauce, right? It's totally. But the Gibsons have been known to eat chicken strips at home, and we quite enjoy that with a side salad, a dill pickle salad. We feel we're elevating our strips.
There you go.
Right? What about you? What are you?
If I had to pick, I think I would pick strips.
You'd pick strips?
Yeah, I'd pick strips. I like
I've
strips
never
a lot.
Seen you order strips any place. I've seen you order like, and I'm not talking the chicken wings with the bone out.
The boneless chicken wings are just the adult chicken nugget.
It's a nugget. It's totally a nugget. It's a better totally flavored a nugget.
Yes.
But I've never seen you order strips.
No, when I go out, I don't order strips.
Do you remember when we did that road trip? I think maybe we were going to the lake. Remember we bought like a box of 20 nuggets?
Yes.
And you and I were like,
it's like we'd never had chicken nuggets in our
ever, life. Ever. And we were fighting over the fact that we were going to have to split them evenly. Right? I don't know. Really? You're going to want 10 too, are you?
Yeah. What was it? Was it lunchtime when we did that or was it early in the morning?
Probably early in the morning.
I don't know. It was, I don't know. But yes, we had to split a 20 pack of McNuggets on the way out to the lake.
And we felt that 20 was technically not enough because we were not happy when we got to our 10, the box was done. It's like, I still got room for nuggets. Are you sure you need to, you sure you need to eat your whole 10?
I mean, nuggets are hard to eat because you can't dip them, right? Like when you're driving,
right? It's tough.
Shouldn't really be doing that.
Right. But yet we figured it out. We figured it out.
Oh yeah. That was
what we did, right? Samantha, here's something. Here's a flashback. Okay. Think back way back to like when you were, it's kind of like, I don't want to say when you were a kid because it didn't really apply to us, but I think as adults, it applies to us. Do you remember your mom clipping recipes out of magazines and shit like that?
I believe so.
Like my mom always had recipes that she had like taped into recipe books or rewritten, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I just feel that that's a tradition that's going to be missed out because now moms don't do that, right?
I mean, there's still magazines with recipes.
Yeah, but do you think that, but I don't think that today's mom is taking the time to take that recipe out of the book, put it in a recipe book.
No.
Right? They're Googling it.
Yeah, but do people remember recipe boxes?
Yeah.
With cards?
Yeah, all that sort of stuff, right?
I remember my mom having that, but she has recipe books too.
Right, and my mom had the same thing. And I think today's mom is, she's a Googler.
She is a Googler.
She's a Googler, but here's the problem, right? You can't pass down that Googled recipe because there's too many options.
Right.
If I tell you that I made this great dish and you Google it, you're not going to probably come up with the exact same dish. You'll come up with a variation of it.
Right, that's true. But yet,
if you look at the recipes in the book or in the box, you know, that was mom's tuna fish spaghetti. Yum.
I'm sorry.
It was delicious.
Tuna fish spaghetti?
It was delicious.
Your mother made tuna fish spaghetti?
My mother and I loved tuna fish spaghetti. So she would take the noodles, make the spaghetti. Uh-huh. And then she would take a can of tuna fish, a can of mushroom soup, bit of milk, put it all together. And that was the sauce. It was only liked by the two of us. Yep.
You ate that.
I loved it back then. Loved it.
Oh my God.
Loved it. But don't give me a tuna casserole. Don't do it. Right? Don't take my Sunday snack chips and use it on my supper.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, right? So now we're never ever, like that recipe, it will never be the same as what I remember if I'm just using it to Google.
Well, that's the same as like getting a handwritten recipe from your neighbor or your grandma wrote something out for your mom because it's her recipe.
Right.
You know, those. I don't know if that stuff's handed down anymore.
Like, remember when you stole our family heirloom recipe book?
I didn't.
Remember you stole it and then you gave it back finally after 5, 6, 7, 8 years.
I found it because you made me take it because you didn't want to haul it up the stairs because you're goddamn lazy.
Seems odd I would have carried a little book.
Oh my God.
Right? But I'm just saying that's a prime example of a family heirloom.
My trunk was basically your version of I don't want to deal with it, you deal with it. So it stayed in the trunk because I wasn't hauling it to my house because it wasn't my shit.
I know, but yet then it went magically missing. I don't think it went.
I didn't know what the fart it was.
It didn't go in your trunk. I think I accidentally maybe forgot it.
You didn't forget it.
And then you thought, I'll teach her a lesson and hide it for 8 years.
What? Shut up. Oh my God. What the heck? I never even used it. So there.
And how did we find it? Remember, your mom last Christmas made a recipe out of it. You didn't say one word about it. And your mom, this was the best ever. Friends of the podcast, I'm sure you remember, right? So this match, my mom, she passed away 15 years ago, right? Her recipe book that my whole family has been searching for years went missing. I'm like, I don't know. Why would I have it? I don't even cook. Right? And all this, every year my dad, are you sure you don't have it? I'm looking for the barbecue sauce recipe. Nope. Krista. Nope. Nope. And then all of a sudden last year, out of nowhere, Sam's mom, who graciously makes baking for me at Christmas time, stops by the hospital to bring me my baking. And she said, and just so you know, I made you something special this year. And I'm like, oh, that's nice of you. What was it? What did you make? And she said, oh, it was a cake from your mother's recipe book. And I'm like, the recipe book? And she's like, yeah. She goes, Sammy gave it to me. I'm like, she did now, did she?
I don't remember it. And then all of a sudden I have this book and I'm like, oh shit, I think that's Lisa's. And then, you just never asked for it again.
Because I swore to God I didn't have it. And then I had to remember, and then you sent me a picture of it, and I had to send a picture going, is it this book that we've been looking for? It's been found. And my dad, where'd you find it? Oh, shit. Samantha had it.
Yes, because you gave it to me because you didn't want to carry it, and it ended up staying in my trunk forever.
It was so funny. That was so, so funny.
You did get it back, though.
Yes, right? Yes.
And who's the happy owner of it now?
Krista.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, right, because she appreciates things like that.
Yes, not you, apparently.
Not so much me. Not so much me.
Okay. Really, it's your fault because you fobbed it off on me.
And then I, too, totally forgot about it. I just knew it always came up in question. I'm like, I don't have it. Uh-huh. Why would I have it?
You suck.
Right? My best friend has it. She's holding it ransom.
You didn't even know that.
I can't afford to pay for it. Right? It's in Hawk. So, Samantha. Okay. On Monday, we went shopping.
Oh, don't remind me. Oh, sorry. Yes, it was delightful. Hi.
Okay, I got one question before we get into that adventure. Do you wash your clothes after you buy them before you wear them?
What would be the right answer?
Right answer is yes.
Yes, I do.
What is your answer? You don't, do you?
Yes, I do.
Because here's the reason why you're supposed to. Because think of all the people that have tried that on.
True.
Their body where your body is. Your body where their body was. Let alone making the clothing.
This is true.
In countries that maybe...
Don't start.
I'm just saying.
Don't start.
I'm just saying. Right? That maybe have a tougher time.
So basically you're perfect and you wash your clothes.
I always wash my clothes first.
Okay, congratulations.
Just saying. But that was a fun day, wasn't it?
Is that fun. That's what we call fun now?
Yeah, we started with a free breakfast.
Well, free for you.
For me, and why? Because somebody was late and we don't reward bad behavior. Late.
That's the penalty. If you're late, you have to pay for the right. meal.
Right, we got to try and teach you a lesson.
You should give up by now.
I'm not going to. I'll still take the free meal.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it totally changes what it is I'm going to eat, too.
By the way, she ordered $5 hash browns and a $4 orange juice that she never ate or drank.
But I thought I might.
But she thought she might.
I thought, because what if this is the day that I'm going to eat that big bowl of hash browns? I best have it just in case.
Just in case.
That's my favorite thing. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's my favorite thing. Yeah.
No, right? Shopping was delightful. It was fun watching Lisa try on clothes. Oh. And you know, friends with podcast, it's a delicate balance when you start commenting on what she's trying on.
Right? I don't really need the comments. I already know.
Because I just learned that the size of sweater that she bought, she doesn't appreciate.
It seems too big.
But it's not.
It feels big. It feels a little bit loose.
It's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be tight.
I wasn't looking for tight. I was looking for not quite so big.
The size down was tight.
It was attaching itself to places I didn't necessarily want.
Right.
This one will not. And if a big gust of wind comes up out of nowhere, I will probably... Float up to the sky.
I have all the confidence that your menopausal middle will keep it full.
Right? My menopausal belly fat is gonna keep it intact.
What I thought was even better the whole trip was you trying on jeans at the first store we went to. I'm not gonna name them because that's mean, because they were just doing their job.
There's no Jean.
God bless them. They tried, but there was no Jean in that store that was going to fit your chicken leg.
But I felt that we knew that going in, right?
Well, we did it anyways.
We did it anyways, right? Let's just try.
Oh, right? That was fun. That was fun to watch.
And I would hold up the jean and I would hold up the leg that was just a straight leg. And I'd put my two legs side by side and that leg in front. And I'd be like, I think it's going to be a little big in the leg.
It fits in one pack.
Because my two legs can fit in one leg, right?
Yes. Okay, but it was a hard, and you should have bought the jeans because they fit. But
no.
On principle, you didn't buy them because they were from Laura.
Right? Not doing
and
it.
And you're like, these are old lady jeans. And I'm like, they were a pull-on. Right?
I'm like, nope, right? I don't need. And because I have such small legs, you're like, get them tapered. I'm not looking for a tapered pant. In my jean from 1987.
I just feel like when you're shopping for jeans, I'm maybe not the person that you should go with because you never appreciate my comments. So I feel like this is a Michelle question.
I know. I don't appreciate your comments when it comes to jeans. That's why every time we were finished, I had to come out and have a sit down. Because you exhausted me.
After every store, we had to go find somewhere to sit.
You need to have a sit.
Like we were 102.
Right? I felt like I was like waiting for my wife to finish shopping or something like the old men do at the mall.
It was right? Like, Edith, oh my sciatica, I got to sit down.
That's it. I got to have a seat. You want to have a seat? You want to have a seat? You feel like a little seat?
I'm going to go play a bingo card. Edith, you want a bingo card? And we did.
We totally played a scratch card, right? Like old people would. Hey. Had a little snack halfway through.
That snack was not good.
It was a bad snack.
It was a bad snack.
Smelled good. It was an old snack.
Yeah, it was a bad snack.
Friends of the podcast, do you have those pretzel places in your malls that smell so delicious?
Mr. Pretzel.
It was an old batch.
It was too old. It was ugh.
It was ugh. It was not good. Ugh. I finished them, but it was not good.
No, it was not.
Right. Waste not, want not. Isn't that what they said? Not that saying?
It was like, I had to pee every 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. You were a pee-aholic.
Yeah, I had to pee every 5 minutes. Lisa had to sit down every 5 minutes.
We didn't spend much time together, actually, outside of the store. We kind of went our separate ways.
I don't know how we got from one end to the other. Like, I don't even know, like, how did we make that.
Did we make the full mall? No, we didn't go to the food court.
We did. It's too far.
We did not. We didn't. That was too far away.
It was too far.
We did not go there. lazy girls.
We were, but it was fun. It was good shoppers.
It was fun. It was fun.
Uh-huh. You bought all the stuff.
I bought my stuff that I'm probably not going to wear, but that's just me. That's just how I do it.
Right? Those pants were perfectly fine.
I don't love them with the shoe.
What?
I don't love them with a shoe.
I don't understand you at all.
I don't need you to.
Then return both.
I'm not sure. I've washed them.
And that's your problem.
So now
that's an argument for not washing your clothes right away. I don't know what is.
I kept the tag. So now the next journey is to go back to those stores to see where they put the tags. And then I'll bring home my tagger. And tag
don't.
Them.
Just bring them back.
I'm not sure what I'm going to do. Not sure.
Fine.
Whatever.
Never going shopping with you again.
You will. You will.
No, I won't.
You will.
Nope, I'm done.
Yes, you will.
I'm over it.
You can't be.
I am.
You're not.
Shit.
I won't let you.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
All right. Okay, but you know what I bought?
I know.
You did pay me back, so that's nice.
Yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
I bought Chelsea Handler tickets because we found out that lovely lady is coming to Saskatoon in January. Why are you coming in January, Chelsea?
Why are you coming in January?
Freaking cold.
It's going to be cold. But I love Chelsea Handler so much. I find her just really funny.
She's very sarcastic.
Yes, right? And a little controversial sometimes.
Yes, she can be.
But why wouldn't we go?
Why wouldn't we?
Right. And why won't we try and get her on the podcast?
Well, you're doing your darndest.
I'm going to try. I'm going to try, right? I'm sure we will not succeed. Right? We have not succeeded with many.
Nope, we have not.
But we're going to try.
Well, and you know, apparently she's not cool anymore.
Who says?
Well, remember, we asked somebody and they're like, I'm over her.
Oh, yeah. The HHG is over her.
And Mike is too. Mike's like, who?
Mike was never into her. Ever.
Do you really think men are into Chelsea Handler?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
She's got a certain amount of opinions.
I don't think she's drawing on them. Right? She's very female geared.
Yes.
That's what I think. Yes. Yes. But the HHG's already seen her too.
Oh, that's right.
So that could be part of why she's over her too.
And now why we're only excited about her.
No, well.
All right.
That's how it goes. Yeah, we're gonna go.
Good, Chelsea.
We're gonna meet her.
Yeah, it's called the little bitch tour.
Yeah, right? We're going to try and find her. We're going to stalk her. We're going to do all that stuff.
Because she does say that. Don't be a little bitch.
Don't be a little bitch. I can appreciate that. Don't be a little bitch.
So can I. Okay, but I need an update. How is the vacation going for the HHG?
So she's someplace warm in Mexico. And she's with her cousin. And it had been raining. Today they were catamaraning.
In the rain?
No, not a rain day today.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Not a rain day. So I think it's good. I think that it's so funny because you know how I do Dear Dude on the bus?
Yes.
The other day she was sending me pictures all day long, which I appreciated so much because she was playing Dear Dude on the beach. There was a lot of nasty sights there. I saw a lot of cracks. A lot of ass cracks there. Right? A lot of public displays of affection.
Yay!
It's too much. Like overboard. Like stop that.
Oh, we're groping when we shouldn't be.
Too much groping, right?
Fantastic.
You seem too old to be groping. Like I think we outgrow groping if we ever grew into groping.
Well, I think you should just calm your PDA. That's
right.
What I think.
Yeah. So she was playing that game, which I totally, totally love, right?
I like that idea.
Yeah. Dear Dude on the beach. And he wasn't looking good. No. So I think she's doing good.
Oh, good. Well, is she back for her birthday?
Apparently she's back for her birthday.
Woo.
Right, so we got some planning to do. I put you in charge of the planning, remember?
No, I don't think that's a good idea.
Yes, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you can live up to her type of planning. I can.
No, I cannot. No,
yes,
I cannot.
You can. Yes, you can.
No.
Yes, you can.
No.
We're going to walk you through it. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Samantha, party planner. That's me.
There you go. Extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire.
Yes. Right.
All right. Lisa, I found out something and I was like, she would like this because it's full of chemicals and probably tastes sweet enough to rot a tooth.
Nice.
And you have fake teeth, so you could totally do this.
Totally do it.
Lisa, Coffee Mate has come out with two new flavors.
Oh, what are they?
Eggo and maple syrup.
Oh, nice. Like, so waffle?
Do you want your coffee tasting like a waffle?
Hi, people, what's different than French vanilla? Sweet. It's just sweet.
It's a waffle.
It's part of breakfast, like a coffee.
So you're going to put fake Eggo in a waffle? Or
you sometimes use, you in use, a do you not ever use a creamer? You use a flavor thing?
No, I don't.
Well, you used to.
Not anymore. But I'm hardcore. I'm hardcore with my coffee now, Lisa.
You're just drinking it black.
I don't do sugar. I have a little bit of cream and it's got to be strong.
Yeah, because that's what you need to get through your life.
Yes, I do.
I don't need to be that extreme. I can have mine with a little bit of fun.
Eggo and maple syrup.
Right? Sounds good. I'm going to try it. I'll try it. I think it sounds good.
Is it Eggo and maple syrup together or is it Eggo and maple syrup? Is it together?
I think it's together.
That's worse.
How is that worse?
That's worse. I read it wrong. That's worse.
I don't think it's worse. I don't think
it's
worse.
Totally worse.
No, I don't think it's worse at all.
Oh,
really? Because, okay.
That would make my stomach hurt. I mean, think of all the chemicals that it takes to make that.
Okay, let's, before you start judging me on something like that, let's just hold your judgment, Samantha.
What?
And discuss your most ridiculous obsession.
It's not ridiculous.
Your new tree deck. No, you're right. Decorating a tree is not ridiculous. The bullshit that took place at the dollar store was ridiculous.
No, it was delightful. The dollar store actually had some decent stuff.
Friends of the podcast, she was buying trees to put in trees.
I was buying like
clumps of trees.
Cranberry clusters.
I've never seen a gold cranberry. Where do you find gold cranberries?
Yeah, but it looks great in my tree.
You are putting stuff that doesn't even, it's make-believe, doesn't even make sense in your trees.
It's perfect.
Then it was trees and trees. And I'm like, do you think your tree needs a tree in the tree?
But who copied me and got a snowman?
I didn't copy you. I picked it out.
And tree. No, you didn't.
I picked it out first.
I picked out the snowman I picked out the three trees.
No, remember I said,
hey,
you,
Lisa, isn't this cute? And you're like, yeah, I'll take two.
No, you forgot the part, which was, hey, Samantha, can you hand me that?
No.
Yes.
I found it first.
Okay. You want to be like that?
And I found the trees. I found the little wooden trees.
Okay. Let me just pull up my pants as I just pull up my judgy pants. And who copied who with their thing that goes on their wall or their door?
Yes, but I didn't get the same one.
It doesn't matter. I didn't get the same thing as you, did I?
Yes, you did.
Well, I didn't get trees and trees.
You got trees and you got a snowman. I got trees, a snowman, and a little Merry Christmas thing.
I got two Christmas ornaments made of wood.
They.
That's what I got.
Yes, but you copied me.
I didn't copy you. I saw them and I asked you to get one for me.
You didn't. I said, hey, these are really nice.
My God, I think you've lost your fucking mind.
No, because I am like a Christmas decorating fiend. My mother called me Mrs. Christmas.
Well, I'm going to call you not that nice of a word, right? You were crazy. We're buying dollar store shit and you're analyzing everything like you're spending $100 on it. You're like, no, not that one. No, not that. Oh, it's got a spot. Of course it's got a spot. It has a thumbprint from some poor kid who painted it somewhere.
Oh, stop.
Right?
Oh my God.
It's dirty from the hundreds of dirty hands that have touched it since it hit the shelf.
That's true.
Right?
It's true. You're talking the truth.
I can't talk decorations with you. I can't do it.
Uh-huh.
Can't do it.
All right.
Stressful.
No, it's not. It's easy.
No. A whole like 20-foot row of you looking at everything, every piece of tree that could go in a tree and a berry. Oh, I like and the gold berries. That's not even, that doesn't even look real.
And I bought what I needed and it looks very pretty. It does.
I got taste.
I know how to decorate.
It was weird. It was weird. I'm just saying it was bizarre.
Uh-huh. All right. Okay. So I know you don't like to read.
No, I hate reading.
But I've heard, Lisa. Yes, you can. I have heard, though, that Barbara Streisand is coming out with a memoir.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes. So are you going to read Barbara?
Well, I won't read it. No.
You won't read the memoir?
I might audiogram it.
And only get past chapter 5 like you did with the Harry novel?
Harry, and then the other one I did for my work, I didn't get very far into. But if Barbara is the, if she's the narrator, it's going to be much better.
Oh, she might be.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So I'd be interested in that one because I think she has a good story. She's got some dirt.
Oh, I just stop.
She's got some dirt.
I don't want to read about dirt.
I do.
I don't.
It's Barbara Streisand dirt. That's classy dirt. That's classy dirt. That's
how
fancy
do you know it's classy?
Dirt.
How did Barbara Streisand get classy?
Because she just is. She was born classy.
I don't.
Oh, don't you dare.
No, I don't think she was. I don't think she. I think she really developed her persona.
Yeah, and her classiness.
Because she came, she became like a little bit of a recluse, right? Like she kind of stayed out of the public eye, and yeah. She didn't really, you know, because
she was classy.
Because she's classy.
Because she's classy. She directed and starred in.
I think she had a good PR person.
I think she's a good person. She's classy.
I know she's classy, and she's a beautiful singer, and we love her. It's Barbra Streisand.
Only lady that can have that nose and nobody cares.
And nobody cares.
Nobody cares, right?
And Josh Brolin is her...
He's a hunky husband.
It's a hunky. Hunky, he's dude.
Hunky, right?
Hunky, hunky, hunky.
He's hunky.
We were all a little surprised when they got married.
Yeah, but apparently he's got all the sweet nothings, eh? Because she said on a clip that that song by Aerosmith, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, they stole... a phrase that he said to her because they were going to sleep one night. She said this on Howard Stern. They were going to sleep one night and he said he didn't want to close his eyes because he didn't want to miss a thing.
Aww.
not my cup of tea. Dear my dude, don't you say shit like that. You shut your mouth. Don't say garbage like that. You put that filth back in your mouth.
Right? No, he just says, oh, hi, bison head, or hey, peaches.
Right?
Yeah. Because you're fuzzy like a peach.
Fuzzy like a peach.
Your hair is puffy like a bison head.
And puffy like a bison.
Let's make that clear.
Make it perfectly clear.
Oh, okay. Well, right? I don't want to hear any smut. I just... Bleh.
So you're not interested?
No, because Britney's is still bombshell after bombshell.
Hey, but this is high. This is Britney Spears, Barbra Streisand.
Britney Spears, Barbra Streisand.
Like, you can't even say it in the same, we shouldn't even be saying them in the same sentence.
I know. But I mean, like, look at Britney Spears. Justin Timberlake has basically gone into hiding.
Yeah, because she's a crackhead. She's a crackhead.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is. She's a, she's crazy. She,
well, I don't know. She's crazy. There's something happening in there.
Right? She's crazy. Something's not right. Ugh. I mean, I'm not saying the stuff that happened to her was good. That's bad. If that happened, that's bad.
It is.
But guess what? Nobody wants to read your memoir based on what your favorite food is. So when you write your memoir, who's going to have a better one? Me? Making up all this dirt, or are you talking about how much you just love the smell of cranberries? They're gonna they want the dirt. They want the juice, Samantha.
The juice. All right.
They want the dirt.
All right. Well, hopefully Barbara's is very, I don't know.
It'll be classy dirt.
As opposed to dirty dirt.
It's not gonna be dirty Britney Spears dirty dirt. You're right. It's classy dirt.
Fine. Okay.
There's a difference.
All right. Well, you know what the difference is of Facebook Tuesday?
Oh, this broke my heart.
They killed you. Donuts. The donuts are like, nobody loves you. Goodbye. Hello.
It's like they forget I already have a broken heart. And then they just break it a little bit more. Right?
There were so many people that kicked your donuts. And then someone made reference to the slithering donuts. And I'm like, oh my God, you just reminded me of the snake donuts.
And then I posted the picture. I posted the picture for her.
Oh, so gross. So that's gross.
She said they can slither away. I'm like, oh.
Ugh.
Well, but you know what?
Nobody likes smoothies either.
I don't care about a smoothie. I love a yogurt parfait with granola. I love that. Like, I know, Berries by Lisa.
But to their point, it's not a two-hand, it's a two-handed, you know, situation. And if you're on the go, you got one hand. That's it.
Okay, you bunch of monsters. So is a breakfast sandwich. Two hands.
No, you can hand on to with one.
Not nicely.
Not even nicely. A muffin is really good, like, because muffins get all muffiny.
Not like these guys took it over, and nowhere in there did I say it's a one-handed meal. And they took it as a one-handed meal right from the beginning, which then means they shouldn't have kicked donut. Donut one hand.
Yes, but nobody wants that sweet sweetness in the morning. Right. You want a vanilla with sprinkles, please.
I want a vanilla sprinkled donut, please. Yes. Exactly what I want.
No, it was good, though.
It was fun.
People had a good time.
Yep. Right.
They didn't care that they were pissing you off.
What'd you do on Tuesday, Lisa? Defended the donut? took one for the team, all of us donut lovers.
And I was like, I jumped on their train. I'm like, yeah, agree. Woohoo.
Agreed. Thumbs up. Agreed. That's fine.
Yep. Sorry.
All right. Not everybody can like all the good things.
That's true.
Right.
Very, very true. But you know what you guys could do for us? I mean, it would be so great if you had just, you know, tell your people about us, you know, bring your friends, bring your neighbors to our group.
Let's get our downloads up.
Yep.
What?
So subscribe and download to the podcast. And you know, guys, we are on Facebook. We're on Instagram. We're on Twitter. We're on TikTok. We do have a YouTube channel. We now post the videos of our episodes on our YouTube channel. So go check us out. It's I Shake My Head with Lisa and Sam. You know how to find us. Super easy to do. But you can find our podcast on any podcast player. It doesn't need to be Podbean. It doesn't need to be Apple, though. But if you do use Apple, it would be great if you left a review.
The review.
Yeah. You know, something nice. You know, just say Lisa's so pretty.
So pretty. Don't worry about your things. Yeah.
That would be great. But if you also want to contribute to the podcast via Patreon, which is patreon.com/ishakemyhead, for as little as $2 a month, you get the episode early and an extra episode every month.
Yeah, absolutely. Right?
Yeah.
Samantha, this is not only shaking my head, it's picking my ass a little bit too.
Okay.
It's a double. It's a shake and a pick.
Okay.
Shaking a pick. Tim Hortons. So friends of the podcast, like your Dunkin' Donuts, only in Canada. Uh-huh. Tim Hortons has Bailey's inspired drinks, right? So like their coffee has a Bailey's into their donuts, yep. Their blah, 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 right? Uh-huh. We all know Bailey's is a booze.
Yep.
And AA is lashing out.
Oh.
I shake my head and it picks my ass because... Is it really worth lashing out at? Because is it any more of a temptation than being in a restaurant where alcohol is served?
No, I mean, it just depends. I mean,
does the onus lie on the coffee drinker, the coffee company, or the person who maybe can't drink said type of coffee?
Right.
Right.
So is the Bailey's option a flavor you can get pumped into your coffee?
I guess it's a Bailey's inspired drink. Yes.
You'd have to specifically ask for it then.
Well, I think they're introducing it, right? Yeah. Right. So it'd be
like Tim Hortons
a Bailey's mocha or something.
Right. Because Tim Hortons can't sell alcohol.
Right. Yeah. It's not booze. It's just like a flavor.
Yeah. So interesting that they feel they need to have a say in how a company...
is up in arms. And don't get me wrong, right? I get it, right? We don't necessarily want to fill the world full of triggers for people.
No.
Right? Who suffer from alcoholism. I get it, right? But I also don't think that that's Tim Horton's goal. I think that there's no other way to describe the flavor of Bailey's except saying Bailey's.
Right. It's festive too.
It's festive. It's very festive.
The Bailey's commercials are extremely festive.
Extremely festive, right?
It's what you do in the winter.
Right. So if you're not comfortable with the Bailey's, don't get the coffee.
I guess so.
If you're at a restaurant and you're not comfortable with the wine menu, don't order the wine.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
Right. Or don't go there. Like, don't go to like your trigger points, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't know if AA should be lashing out at a donut company.
Well, I don't know if they need to say, hey, you can't use that in your business to drive business, because that's not very fair.
And then it just trickles down to everything, right? You go into a store and they sell glasses that look like stemless wine glasses. Are we saying, hey, everybody drink wine in it? No, we're saying you can drink anything in it. Mm-hmm. I think it's just a slippery slope. And I'm like, I think they just brought out something festive.
They did. Bailey's is festive and we all know that.
I don't think that everything, all this is the problem with society, Samantha. Not everything needs to become more than what it is.
Right.
Right.
And it's just a flavoring.
It's not the booze.
It's not just a flavoring. It's like if you put peppermint in your hot chocolate, it could be peppermint schnapps.
It tastes like a peppermint schnapps.
Right? But it's not. It's just peppermint.
It's just peppermint, right?
Right.
Just saying. Made me shake my head and then it kind of picked my ass. Right? Got me a little riled up there.
Oh, there you go. Don't mess with Timmy's.
Right? Don't make something about something if it's not about something.
Right.
Not everything's about something.
It's not.
The world thinks that everything has a hidden meaning. No meaning, actually. There was no ill will or intent behind that, right? There was just no meaning to that.
There was zero.
Zip. We didn't think around. We didn't sit around and go, bet you we can piss these people off. Probably not.
Okay, guys. Maybe we should just,
if let you Tim want Martin's- it, get it. If you don't.
It's a choice. It's choices, right?
Just like that.
I think maybe it's because AA is synonymous with always having coffee at their meetings.
Right. So, yes. And Tim Hortons is a gathering spot.
Right. So maybe they felt they had a point to make. Point made. Don't ruin it for the rest of the crowd.
Right. Right.
And it's not alcoholic, so.
Yeah, it's not alcohol.
Yeah, it's not alcohol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I agree.
But you know what the world needs now? Is love. Pure love. Yes, I'm talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
They are not going away.
We are just going to keep talking about it because every time they come up in my social feed, guys, I'm going to guarantee I'm talking about them.
I feel like as though I have been a dirty girl because I have watched that kiss so many times.
It's
over and over and over and over. And I'm like, okay, hi, enough, Lisa.
It's so adorable.
Right?
So adorable. So he goes to Argentina. He spends some time with his gal. She sings at her concert. She inserts the Chiefs into the Karma song. And the crowd erupts like crazy people.
Right?
The dancers are like, oh my God, I can't believe she just said that. And he's like, oh my God, And It's a moment. It's like a declaration of love. It was very delightful. And then you see her run off the stage and jump into his arms and he wraps his arms around her and big kiss. Mwah, mwah, mwah.
That's something real there, Samantha.
It's so real. It's crazy balls. It's
crazy.
Now, women have been using the Travis Kelce effect on their partners, right? And all this other kind of stuff. Who's Travis Kelce? Oh, Taylor Swift made him famous. And the guys are like, what the fuck? But we have to flip the coin. This could get dangerous. This could impact the chicks in the world because now we might have to act like Taylor Swift.
Well, I tell you, that's not happening.
One, I don't sing. Two, I'm not running in anywhere. Three, I don't do PDA that well. Frankly, I don't enjoy it. And four.
You ain't Travis Kelce.
I'm not Taylor Swift.
Right.
I'm not Taylor Swift. I don't have a ton of money and I can't take you to Argentina.
Exactly.
So I feel like the impact of this is like women want their men to be like Travis Kelce. Okay. Cause he's adorable and he's very protective and and now we're expecting our men to do that or whatever, or your partner. But now the men, they could switch the gears on us.
Right.
They could be like, why aren't you like Taylor Swift?
Well, first off, I'm not 32, a size 30? two.
She's 33.
A size two, blonde and beautiful. Let's just start there.
And you can't sing.
And I can't sing. I like to sing. But to all your points also, right?
Yeah, I'm just like, oh my God, as much as we love watching this, this could somehow backfire on women.
It could. And to all the women that are like that, good on you.
Yeah. If you do that, congratulations.
Right?
You're a better person than I.
Yeah, right? You are way better than I too. I think it's easier. This is going to sound horrible, but I'm going to say it. I think it's easier for the men to step up and be like Travis Kelce than it is for the women to become like Taylor Swift.
We can't. It's just not possible.
You can't, but your men can be, right? I don't even care about his looks, just a nice, protective guy. Men can do that.
Open the door.
That's their job. That's their job, their protective nature, right? And I know right now there's going to be men saying, yeah, but women don't want to be protected to an extent. Use your judgment.
Yes.
Big, speaking of football, big week.
He's already talking about it.
Big.
He already knows. Just so you're understanding, he understands that you will trounce his team.
I've been moving. I was moving a few things around this tonight after supper, trying to bump up my projected points. He's only 15 behind. He's not far.
Oh, okay.
All it takes is one player to do better than expected.
All right. Just so for those people who are just cluing in, it is Domingo versus Gibson of fantasy football.
This is the week we've all been waiting for, friends. This is the week, right?
Oh, yes. We've all
I believe in the standings, I leapfrogged him this week.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I think I'm third and he's in fourth.
Okay.
But there's still games ahead. Right? So, everybody, tune in.
Watch
out.
I bet
you're all just waiting, right? We're going to keep it lighthearted and fun. I'm sure he's also trying to figure out how he can beat me too.
Oh, potentially. Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I got like a lot of people out hurt.
Oh, really?
I got a lot of injuries.
Oh, I don't think he knows that.
So it can go either way.
All right.
All right. Just saying.
Can't wait.
See if we can keep it friendly.
Here's hoping.
We're both very competitive.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. For sure. Uh-huh. For sure.
Okay, so I read something and it made me shake my head because I was like, are you kidding me? I read that Dior launched a new skincare line for babies.
Wow.
Babies. $230 scent water and $130 skincare. And it's called Baby Dior.
And there's going to be fancy moms buying that. I had a fancy mom. My fancy mom would have probably bought that. She bought, remember the, it was, I don't remember who made it, but it was like water in a spray can and you spritzed your face. It was like on all the counters at Eaton's.
Yes.
We grew up spritzing.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Right. Because why wouldn't you spritz?
Uh-huh. So you would have been a baby Dior.
I might have been a baby Dior.
Oh my God.
Right. But once I hit my teens, I'd be like, I'm done with this.
It's only
my haircut short.
It's only for babies.
Yeah. Right. So I think there's going to be some baby Dior's.
Oh my God. I just don't understand what a $230 scented water is going to do for your baby. One, baby won't care.
Baby
Two,
don't care.
Baby's going to shit and puke and really not care.
Yeah.
Doesn't have a voice. Can't tell you. Ew, gross.
Baby doesn't like the smell.
Right? Like, why are you buying a $130 skincare product for your kid?
Because
isn't that what baby lotion's for? Johnson & Johnson baby lotion?
Right. Baby powder. Babies are supposed to smell like powder.
Right.
That's all that we expect from a baby. Powder or curdled milk. One or the other.
And when you smell like powder, you automatically assume, oh, baby powder.
Baby powder.
Why do we call it baby powder?
Yeah, I don't know. Because it's called baby powder. It's called baby powder.
Is it talcum powder? Like,
I don't know.
Why are we calling it baby powder?
Do adults, are we putting it on our bums?
Is it an adult powder? Is it now like...
Should it just be powder?
Is it poo-poo powder? Like, I just...
I don't know. I don't get it.
I don't get it. But I'm just shaking my head at Baby Dior. I get it. You launched, you needed another avenue for your product.
Yeah.
But $230?
But to like the Kardashian mom, she don't care.
Oh my God.
She don't care. But here, okay. So with that shake my head, I have a nice shake my head. It's scent related. You know how like everybody's got like a bathroom spray.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we tried a new bathroom spray because our old faithful bathroom spray, I don't know, must have been out or discontinued or something. It's got a trigger on it. Have you used that one?
No.
It's got a trigger. It's like a spray paint can. So when you spray, I'm afraid of the spray. I'm afraid of it. When you spray, your whole home smells like
that.
You just walked out of the bathroom because it's so intense, that spray. Shaking my head at why do we have to make the poo-poo spray so intense?
It's like Cinepoo. You knew that somebody was in there doing something you were not going to appreciate. Right?
Like there's nothing discreet.
A waft of cinnamon.
followed just like hung heavily wherever you were. Nothing discreet, right? You might as well wear a sign that said, yep, I just had a big shit.
Yeah.
Because that's what it is, right?
That was basically the signal. Yep.
It's basically the signal. Samantha, you know how we like cooking shows? We like do-it-yourself shows, renovated shows. Mm-hmm. What did parents do in the 80s when those shows weren't on TV?
Well, I think there was still a version of that show on.
I mean, I get that there was the odd cooking show. Like, remember, like, Walk with Jan? Right? And then Bruno Gerussi had something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Back in the day.
Emeril Lagasse.
Yeah. But I mean, not as many as we have. We have a whole network dedicated to that.
And network and network and network.
Yep.
Right?
I don't know, because they would be far and few between. I remember, did we have DIY shows back then?
I don't know if we did.
I don't think we did. The only DIY show that I remember is the Fred Green Show. That wasn't really DIY.
That was not, no, exactly. And the thing is, too, is even with the cooking shows now, like if you think about it, right, I always think in terms of like, what did we used to have way back when? So cooking shows now, right, we have like the holiday bake-off, the Christmas, where they build these ridiculous things out of like Rice Krispie treats and make it look like ridiculousness, right? What did we do before that?
Nothing. Right?
We made cookies and we took them to the fair. And we got a ribbon, right? We didn't need to be making these big old things.
Yeah. There was a church bake-off.
There was a church bake-off, right? Everybody took their little gingerbread house.
Yeah.
And the local popular person, like, judged them and...
You won a prize.
You win this ribbon because you have the best gingerbread house. You use the gumdrops the best, right?
Oh my God, we sound like we're from a small town.
I was. Right? One year, my mom actually wrote the letters from Santa.
Oh.
Yeah, because I remember getting it and thinking, something looks weird here.
This looks like Wendy's handwriting.
This looks like Mom's handwriting, right?
Oh my God.
I've seen this before. I'm just saying, right? It's just kind of weird. You know what else is weird? This is, I didn't even tell you about this. It's the pillow saga again.
Oh God.
We've done a complete pillow swap. I have now taken over the pillows that Mike Gibson uses. I'm now using.
Why?
To see if they were better pillows.
Really?
Yeah. And then what did I tell him today?
Uh-huh.
I don't think that your pillows quite lived up to what I thought they were going to do.
Surprise, surprise.
Right? My best sleep was from 5 to 6 in the morning.
Yeah, that's not good. Hey.
Right, wide awake at 5, 6 o'clock in the morning, my alarm's going off. I'm like, hey, it makes me so mad, right? Because that means I was having a good dream. I was having a dream where there was I don't know who the lady was. I'm going to say she was famous in my dream. She was eating a salad and she was about to reveal a new salad dressing. And I woke up and I don't know the dressing.
Of course you would dream about salad dressing.
Right?
Oh my God. Of course you would dream about a sauce.
And it was in like a pack, like a squeeze pack.
Oh.
Right? And she was ready. And then and I woke up.
You were dreaming about the future. That's like very exciting.
Right? But now I'll never know what that dressing was.
Well, maybe I'll dream about it tonight, Lisa.
Oh, fingers crossed. Right? Just maybe earlier though, so the dream can go longer.
Was it
a good salad? Was it not a good salad? These are the things I think about when I'm in bed, right? When I'm dreaming, I don't want to wake up from that dream.
Okay.
You follow through.
You're so weird.
I know.
Okay. So You know how people use okay and okay? How do you spell okay or okay?
Okay.
How do you spell it?
Okay.
How do you spell okay?
Like properly O-K-A-Y. Okay.
Or is it just okay?
What I know it's not is it's never K. Never K. Because now we're too lazy to add the O. Uh-huh. Right?
Yeah, you can do like a KK. That.
I don't like KK either.
KK. KK.
No, just like okay. Just okay.
So do you spell it O-K-A-Y?
I probably don't. I probably just do okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's like our good night, right? We are G-night.
Yeah, we are lazy. G-night.
The H-H-G spells it out into two words, good night.
Oh, so she has time.
She has the time. She's not falling asleep yet. She figures I'm probably going to bed, so she's wrapping up the day. Good night. Right? You and I. Done.
Yeah.
G-night.
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 We're good.
We're good. G-night. Right? H-H-G, she's a little more proper than us that way. She spells it out. I don't know.
Oh, well, I was just curious because people spell it a different way. And it's like, which way is better? Is there, should it be used a certain way?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, 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 okay.
It's the same.
Okay, okay.
Okay. Okay. I don't know. Why does it need the A-Y?
I don't know. It's a good question.
To me, that's like, okay.
Okay.
Okay. It's like more emphasis on the okay.
It's like, okay is like, okay.
Okay.
Okay is like, okay.
I think it depends on, yeah, the inflection of your voice changes it.
Okay.
Okay. Right? Okay. You're dragging it out. You have to spell the whole word. Okay. It's just okay.
Okay. It's just interesting. Like, it's like, it's like a lift of your shoulders. Okay.
Yeah. Are these the things that keep you awake at night?
A little bit.
Right? Just when you're trying to sleep and you're lying in bed and you can't sleep.
Oh, I usually sleep a whole lot better than you do.
I'm sure you do. I'm busy solving the world's problems.
Yeah, I'm not. I would like to also say that not only did we miss Nugget Day, but we missed Pickle Day.
How did we miss Pickle Day?
It was on the 14th. I mean, we're just missing days all over the place.
Remember, somebody sent us a list of the days.
Yes, I think so.
Oh, we need that person. Dear that person, if you still listen to the podcast, can you send us the list again?
Of days.
I think it was a few years ago.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, apparently Pickle Day. So Lisa, I know that you love pickles, but which ones?
Which one's my favorite? Okay, I got like two favorites. Dum Dum Pickles.
Yum Yum Pickles.
Right? I love Dum Dum Pickles.
Yum Yum Pickles.
They're like my number one favorite. And I love the gherkin.
Oh, yeah, I love a good gherkin.
I love a good gherkin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What about you?
I like butter pickles.
Okay.
Yeah. But I like the garlic flavored. I don't like sweet pickles typically.
I love beets. Remember beets?
Oh, God, stop it.
Remember beets?
Remember, I don't eat beets, so I don't care.
Funny, I don't eat beets anymore either. No beets. I love pickles, though, so much.
I love pickles.
Like, I don't think there's a pickle I don't like. I even like the pickled onion.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah, it's not a bad pickle. It's a little hot, though, because the onion, right?
Onion.
But it's not bad. It's not bad.
Uh-huh. Huh. Yeah, so we could have celebrated, but we didn't. Because we suck.
Because we suck. We just missed all the fun, right? How do we miss Pickle Day? Dear Andrea, how does Andrea not... No, did Andrea know it was Pickle Day?
I don't know.
Who knows, right?
I don't know.
I'm going to pencil it in for next year.
All right.
All right, Samantha.
Well, it's that time again when I ask for everyone's feedback and no one gives it to us, but I'm going to ask again. We want your feedback, guys. So send us your comments to ismhead@gmail.com or you can DM us through Instagram or Facebook. We'll grab it there too. And you might just find us mentioning it during an episode.
Are you sure you weren't meant to be a teacher in a past life? That's why I asked for your feedback and don't get it.
Just a reminder that you can get You can get some I Shake My Head swag at Threadless, which is www.ishakemyhead.threadless.com.
Watch for the Christmas mug. It's coming.
Oh, Christmas mug. Yay. We want to thank John Domingo. He's the best kept secret in podcasting.
Thank you, John. Mm-hmm. John, Samantha,
Lisa.
We're done.
We are.
We're done, hey?
We're done again for another week.
We're done again for another week. All right. All right.
All right.
Just like that. We're done again. All right. I had enough of you for one day.
Yeah, I'm over you.
I'm over you. It means it's time to check out.
Bye-bye.
Keep your friendship intact.
Yes.
We can hang out much longer. Not going to be pretty.
Nope, because we are not peas in a pod.
We are not peas in a pod. Right? We are not peas in a pod. All right, Samantha, always a pleasure.
That should be.
Who's a pretty girl? I'm a pretty girl.